Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out there and get them. And by the way, you are commercial free all day today to help you out with your hangover, with your soreness. If you ran, walked, or crawled the LA Marathon like my boy Brian right here.
A lot of people crawling at the end, man.
We got you. Good morning, Brian.
What up, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamra. On social media, hit her up at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Got another marathon. Was at Disney with the family.
Yeah.
Those beautiful pictures out there, man. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us, my man. Kicking off with some Monday encouragement for you. I want to encourage you to not allow the labels that people have placed on you to define who you are. The only label that should stick is the one you choose for yourself. What false labels do you think you've been allowing to define you? Others are, people are so quick to label you based on your past, your appearance, your socioeconomic level, what race you are, where you come from, and nobody deserves that power over you. Only you can determine who you really are and how far you can go. So take control and let's go. I was inspired by the UC Irvine men's basketball team in the March Madness, right? Congratulations to them. Yes, yesterday they ended their run in March Madness, but they did reach the best 32 teams in the nation for the first time ever in the school's history. And I was inspired by it because, you know, they're ranked 14th, right? And they went up against, on Friday at least, they went up against Kansas State, who's ranked 4th. So these are labels that were placed by other people, right? They're ranked 14th, other teams ranked 4th.
I mean, statistics.
So, yeah, but in general, it's a label, my man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, going into the game, statistically speaking, labels, you're less than, but they still came up on top and they chose their destination for themselves and their destiny. So major props to UCI, man. That was a very, very good run in March Madness. I don't had you shocked, Brian, when they won the first game, bro.
I mean, it is an upset, but, they are a strong team. They haven't lost in a while, the confidence. I mean, I get the label thing, but... I mean, they didn't. Oregon put him back. Oregon dropped him.
Yeah, it was a tough game last night, but they had a good comeback right after the first half. But yeah,
I'm just more impressed that their label is anteaters. Let's be honest.
Yeah, let's get it.
It's more exciting than any of that.
All right, family, coming up next, hopefully you had a great weekend. We're going to recap our weekend. Brian ran or walked, crawled, a little bit of both.
Limped.
For a great cause in the LA Marathon. We'll catch up in regards to that. Also, Chelsea came in talking about she met a new dude and even texted her friend, I want to have his babies. We so definitely want to know about that. And she might think again about that once she hears my weekend recap. Being at home with a toddler and a 2-week-old.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
So hopefully you had a great weekend. We're about to get into our weekend recaps. Chelsea met a new dude. Texted her girlfriend, I want to have his babies.
It's a lot.
I know.
It doesn't sound as creepy when a dude does that, right? Like, yo, I just met this girl. I want to put a baby in her.
So,
it does or doesn't sound as creepy.
Oh, my God. It sounds awful.
Yeah.
It sounds more creepy with a dude.
Okay, good.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Not as creepy with you, Charles. Maybe you'll think twice about it after I tell you my weekend recap, Charles.
Okay, go
so,
for it.
It was our first weekend home alone, my wife and I, with our two daughters, 2-year-old Ariela and 2-week-old Alani Isabella, and home alone because my in-laws went back home for the weekend. They had to take care of some stuff. They'll be back tomorrow, thank God. But anyways, we're hanging out, and we're bunkered in like we're getting ready for a hurricane or a blizzard. Like, we ordered 5 pounds of ceviche,
jeez,
all kinds of drinks, and just unlimited amounts of coffee. You know, DJ Majestic came by with his wifey, future wifey, Jamie. Thank you for coming in and supporting my man. I appreciate that. Nick and Latrice, good friends, also came through. But we're hanging out. And it's even worse because my 2-year-old is sick. So you can't let her get anywhere near the newborn. She hasn't had any of her shots. Chelsea, so you can understand in your terms, it's like you roll up to a party and you find out that two of the dudes you've been talking to on your dating roster are also there. somehow you got to figure out to keep them apart.
So
that's the whole idea, right? Okay. But they want to cling on to you. They want to hang out with you and so on and so forth. So Ariela wants to love on her sister, hug on her sister, but we don't allow her. And what do toddlers do? They want to like touch their face. They want to kiss them and so on and so forth. So the whole time we're trying to push Ariela out of the way. And then we finally get the baby to go to sleep and we're trying to keep Ariela quiet and stuff like this happens.
She's finally asleep. Ariela. Ariela, sister is sleeping.
Shoes.
Te vale queso.
She's like, get your shoes. She wanted me to take her to the park. She's like, get your shoes on. I don't care if she's sleeping. Let's go.
She's asleep. Let's get out of here.
Once again, man, when her little sister falls asleep, she goes over there, guys, and when we're not looking, steals her sister's pacifier to wake her up and then runs away and then sucks on the pacifier and then laughs at us in our face. It's not a good look. So, but it was a great weekend. It was beautiful moments also. Just Ariela singing to her little sister, rise and shine, give God the glory when we wake up. It's all part of the situation, but it was a blessing. We survived. Chelsea, do you still want this man's babies?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
How what do you them? Know about him? Or is this just purely based on how hot this guy is?
Not that much, but no. So basically, I've learned that honestly, meeting guys at hot yoga is the way to go. Like, I feel like there's so many good-looking, cool, woke, spiritual guys at yoga.
Brian so actually goes to hot yoga.
You're out of your damn mind.
Guys, just like Brian.
They look woke. Yeah, right.
No, we have a conversation and then decide that they're woke. But like, no, so I was in hot yoga and this guy comes in last minute and puts his mat right down next to mine. I'm kind of annoyed because like there's a thing in yoga where like
you space. You
don't, yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh man, this guy is good looking. And then the whole time during yoga, I'm like very distracted. And then like we kind of are joking throughout the class. He keeps like trying to talk to me and we're like sort of flirting throughout the class. He's like touching me. It was like a whole thing. And so
that sounds creepy, by the way. Well, if it would have been the other way around.
I mean,
it wasn't. I was into it.
I mean, anytime I bump into someone in yoga, I apologize profusely. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Chelsea, just to get a visual for the ladies listening and some men as well, what is he wearing or not wearing in hot yoga?
So he had shorts on that were fairly tightish.
All right, I see you.
You know, you could see a little bit. And then he had no shirt on.
Oh, I hate no shirt guys.
Yeah, I hate no shirt guys. Yeah. So anyway, so the class wraps up and like we're leaving class and I can tell he's sort of stalling, like he wants to talk to me, you know. And so he ends up like, you know, we end up talking. We stay after class for like 45 minutes.
Damn,
we're just chatting. And he's like, when do you go to yoga? Like, we should go together this week.
Does he still have his shirt off?
Still has his shirt off.
Wow.
Hot yoga shirtless guy shows up shirtless and leaves shirtless.
Well, the funny thing about this, so we have like a really good conversation. The funny thing about this is later on in the day, I'm at home and I'm sitting there, I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he used my pickup line on me.
Which is?
And I fell for it, which is what I've said before was, oh my gosh, you look so familiar. How do I know you?
Nice.
He used it on me. I fell for it and didn't even realize till hours later.
Well, I think you would have fallen for any line, Chelsea, to be honest.
When you have abs on top of abs, all you heard is wah, 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 wah.
So bottom line, will you see him again, potentially?
We'll see. That's the plan. We have each other's phone numbers, so
all
we'll
right.
see.
Get it, girl.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Big shout out to you. If you walked, crawled, ran the LA Marathon yesterday, congratulations. What an amazing accomplishment. Our homie Brian did all the above.
At some point in time, yes. And nailed every box.
By the way, big shout out to Kenya's Elijah Barno and Ethiopia's Askali Marachi, who won the race yesterday. Askali won it for the ladies, and she actually set a new race record. And also Barno crossed the finish line 2 hours with 11 minutes and 46 seconds. This is the second time in 3 years Barno has won the LA Marathon. That is huge right there.
They were flying, man, because that was about the midway point for my brother and I. We started at about 6:45, and we wanted to walk through Hollywood. By the way, Hollywood, you need to get your act together.
Really?
In what way?
No one's cheering for anyone in Hollywood.
It's too early for Hollywood.
They're all taking selfies.
It's ridiculous. Well, West Hollywood's great, man. West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, they turn it up. Uh-huh. Santa Monica, tens of thousands of people. It was so inspiring, and that's when you really, really need the cheering, is I believe in the beginning and the end of the race, because the end, everyone's like limping and getting sore and stuff. But man, Hollywood, I mean, it was kind of cool, because my brother and I were the only ones on Hollywood Boulevard. The only one, as the sun was coming up. Yeah, it was amazing. So my brother and I walked We ended up walking close to 19 miles yesterday, pushing our little Amp Radio stroller. Wow.
By the way, I think that's a new record of somebody pushing a little Mickey Mouse stroller as a mobile stereo system. That's got to be a record for the LA Marathon.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was a little touch and go. We thought one of the front wheels was going to come off. But we still got the Mickey Mouse stroller still intact, so we will be taking it on the OC Marathon later in May.
See how long it survives.
Oil up those wheels. Right. You know?
So, no, it was really cool. It was part of his kind of recovery from colon cancer treatments. Mm-hmm. He just got done with chemotherapy. About a month ago, and the reason he wasn't allowed to run or wasn't allowed to walk all 26 miles is because he still has his port, his surgical port, installed, and it's basically a tube that goes directly into his heart, and the doctors were like, let's keep the pressure down on that thing. Mm-hmm. But it was really, really cool, man. We handed out t-shirts to people along the raceway. A lot of kids were out there helping out. The number of volunteers it takes for the LA Marathon is amazing, and they were crushing it. Just water stations, food, and snack stations. I do need to apologize to, well... One, my brother is not the greatest at navigating a stroller. Like, if he has kids someday, we're going to have to keep an eye on him because he will just, like, hold it with one hand and, like, spin it around. And people were legit almost falling over this stroller.
No, Brian.
And I'm like, Pat, you can't knock someone over at mile 21 with the stroller. They ain't getting back up.
He was trying to go viral, bro.
Right. Like, if you knock someone over at mile 21, they just come and put a chalk line out around that runner. They're like, that guy's gone. They're not moving. You're too tired. And we were going through, like, Rodeo Drive, and we were taking a turn. Beverly Hills was turned up. People were screaming and cheering. And we had these Amp beach balls for some reason that we blew up, thinking it was going to be a good idea. I also had a bubble gun. I immediately realized people were going to hate me for that because I was, like, spraying bubbles. And I was like, what are you doing? Someone's going to get a bubble in the eye. I just want to kill you. So we're going around this corner, and my brother's like, with the stroller, and all of a sudden two beach balls go blowing off our cart and rolling into the race,
everyone,
because we try to be off to the left, and I'm like, dude, Pat, and then Pat, like, let's go of the stroller. It's going off to the left. What? He's running into the right, like, into everybody to try and grab these beach balls. I'm like, you idiot. If you just, like, we're going to cause a mass pileup right at Rodeo Drive with just people that are too tired to dodge a beach ball.
If you're listening to this, but like, wow, what a disaster. Did they do anything good? Yes, absolutely. You guys were running for a great cause.
Yeah, American Cancer Society. We raised a couple thousand dollars and a lot of awareness. And it was, I mean, it is an amazing race course. You get to see all of Los Angeles. I will say this, man. Going on San Vicente and Santa Monica, and you hit that corner where you can see the beach.
Woo.
Just like the levels of it, you just see it on everyone's face, like, oh yeah, we made it.
Paradise, right?
Yeah, it was fun. And so shout out to all the Amp family that were out there. We saw a bunch of listeners and a bunch of, you know, kids along the raceway and families, and it was just random to hear people, someone run by and go, love your morning show, and then they just keep going. And I'm come back and say hi. And they're like, I'm in a pace, man.
Thank you so much for the love. Speaking about the love, Chelsea, you're going to like this.
Yeah.
We have somebody texting us all the way from down under. Australian person.
Oh, wow.
Because you love Australian dudes.
Yeah, I mean, I've dated them.
She's like, I don't know if I love them anymore.
Yeah. I've dated them.
Shout out to Mick the Aussie. Hopefully that's not a bad word. He listens to us and on our radio.com app, guys.
Oh, cool.
And listens to our podcast. You can, too. Download radio.com app and search Amp Morning Show for you to catch the daily podcast. Appreciate you listening
to us.
What
up, Mick?
What up?
Down under.
The Chelsea Report.
Jordan Peele's Us was huge at the box office over the weekend. It's kind of expected. It brought in more than $70 million.
Whoa, all right.
It set a new opening weekend record for an original horror movie, blowing past the record of $50.2 million set by A Quiet Place last year, which was also a huge movie. But this is crazy. It also more than doubled the opening weekend of Jordan Peele's last movie, Get Out, which only earned $33.3 million in its first weekend, which was 2 years ago.
I feel like
Simply
Get Out, though. Get Out was more of like a surprise.
Yeah.
You know,
so
there wasn't a lot of hype behind it. It just snuck up on her. And then people started talking about it. And then it's like, I have to go see it now.
It was like, I bet the third weekend build for Get Out, which makes sense that Us would kind of like that initial hype now is like everyone thinks Jordan Peele is like the next Hitchcock.
It's crazy, though. I feel like I'm still getting everyone I talk to who've seen it. It's definitely like not the
mixed
best reviews. But it's less negative. I'm getting more negative reviews. I don't know. What have you guys heard?
Well, I mean, I saw it. Yeah. I saw it, and I thought that they bit off more than they could chew. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting. Now, don't get me wrong. The acting's amazing. Yeah. They crush it. Mm-hmm. They play themselves and a doppelganger. But the story, and I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but the story that they kind of build behind the scenes, you're left walking out of the theater like, that's the one I want to know about. What happened
Interesting.
There?
Yeah, I still need to see that one. The cast of Fuller House attended the Kids' Choice Awards this weekend. It was their first public appearance together since Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky, was arrested as part of a gigantic college admissions scandal.
Right.
The cast ended up winning Favorite Funny TV Show, and during their acceptance speech, they seemingly referenced the scandal and how they're coping.
Okay.
And where there's a lot of heart, there's a lot of love. And a loving family sticks together no matter what. They stick together through the hard times. They support each other. They encourage one another. They pray for each other. Mm. And they stand by their side no matter how tough it gets.
I wonder who that was for.
Yeah.
Who's that directed towards?
I know. And obviously, like, Lori, a.k.a. Aunt Becky, she's not appearing in the fifth and final season of Fuller House. So,
really?
Yeah, she... Yeah, that full Fuller House cast, they and also Hallmark. She's not going to be on the show, the TV shows
But
anymore.
I thought family like, sticks together.
Right. No, not production companies don't.
So much.
I saw a really funny sign on when we were running around the college at USC, UCLA area on the LA Marathon. USC, a bunch of students had like a tent and cheer people on, and they were holding up a sign saying, "If you finish, we're giving you an honorary degree." I was like, at least they're kind of owning it. They're, not everyone thinks that USC is a scam.
Absolutely.
What's up?
I reported on this last week, but in case you didn't hear, Cardi B now owns her signature word sound, Ocur. She registered the trademark, but then over the weekend, she had to defend herself because she got a lot of backlash. So basically, she went on Instagram and said, "You know what, you guys? I've been occurring for free for far too long."
So you is mad because I trademark occur. Let me tell you something. Every single time I go to a corporate meeting, these folks be like, "Oh my God, can we just please hear you say occur?" Every time I go to a TV show, "Can you teach me how to say occur?" You think I ain't gonna profit off this shit? White folks do it all the time. So you're gonna be mad at me because I want to get some money? It's 2019. It's a lot of ways to get rich.
Get paid.
So good. She's the best.
You know what? This is a sad situation because it happens a lot in the Latino community, and I've experienced it, not personally per se, but just in seeing an artist and just people that come from not much, if you will, kind of started from the bottom. Now we hear type of story that initially everybody gets behind you because they want to see you make it, but then once you make it, oh, you ain't street anymore.
Yeah.
Or you ain't this anymore. You ain't that anymore. All of a sudden, people start hating on you. And that's not fair, man. That's a trip.
Are we going to be able to say okr without paying her, or we got to pay her now?
I don't
know. Registered trademark.
Because homeboy announcer Buffer from like boxing matches, I don't even know if I can say it. Let's get ready to say it.
Yeah.
But homeboy finds people that use it without permission.
I think as long as we say it with like five plus R's. We're good.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea, for that breakdown.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopefully you had a great weekend. Maybe you got out to the super bloom of beautiful flowers spreading out throughout SoCal to get that like on Instagram. Just don't lay on the flowers. Don't kill them to get likes on the gram. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right? Don't do it.
You need a lot of likes to make up for killing flowers.
You know what I'm saying? By the way, shout out to you. If thanks to all these flowers blooming, you have crazy allergies like me. Like allergy season so bad this year. Runny nose, itchy eyes. I have been struggling and it takes me back. I'm like traumatized by it because as a kid, my parents didn't believe I had allergies. They didn't believe. Like being growing up Mexican, they're like, "You don't got allergies. You just don't want to mow the lawn. You don't want to do any chores outside.
You just got a little cold. Get out there and walk it off."
Yeah. ¿Cuál es allergies? Let's go. So, but I'm all right. I've been to counseling since then. I got some good news for you if you're trying to go to college for free. At least here in California, IA. So a bill that would make the first 2 years of school free for many here in California in regards to community colleges has passed the first legislative hurdle. So there's a couple more hurdles that it needs to go through in order for it to be in effect. Right now, a lot of community colleges here in Southern California, you can get a free college for the first year. But I was like, how amazing that is. Because think back, maybe you're going through college right now, or let's us think back to our first 2 years. you don't really know what the hell you want to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of us are in our 30s and you still don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But this is so cool to be able to do it for free and not lose out on so much money while you figure out exactly what the path is for you.
Also, the first 2 years, you're just getting through like your electives, like your mm-hmm. like, or was it electives or the core classes,
like
the
English, science, yeah. all history, it's all biology. Oh my god,
you have to hit it. It's not like anything to do with your major, so just get them out of the way for free. Well, that sounds great.
And the best thing, just economically, the best thing about, you know, 2 years being free for junior college is that it's going to force private schools and four-year universities to be more competitive, and it's going to drive those prices down. Mm-hmm. So let's say you do know what you want to do, and you, bam, you go right into UCLA, but they're going to be forced to up their quality of education
right.
and reduce the price because you don't need them for your first 2 years. You can do it somewhere else.
Yeah, so now if you want to get into USC, you don't have to pay $500,000 like Aunt Becky. It'll be maybe $250,000 on the side. No, maybe not. Okay,
I saw a post that someone was like, "Shout out to Dr. Dre's daughter who made it into USC on her own, no help." Oh, Dr. Dre only donated $70 million to a music lab at USC, but I'm sure that had nothing to do with it.
Building named after him. That's all right.
That's right.
Speaking about universities, Brian's got the update in regards to March Madness and the SoCal universities that are in the tournament, both male and female. What's going on with that?
So, UC Irvine, our Anteaters, they had a huge upset on Friday over Kansas State University. It was great. We were watching it. We were down at the Billboard in Anaheim watching it. I was refreshing my phone. They beat Kansas State by 6 points.
So good.
So they were like the Cinderella story, which is why I love March Madness. You get these Cinderella stories, these mid-major schools that that come out of nowhere. But then, unfortunately, they ran into another Cinderella in Oregon yesterday, and Oregon took them down by about 19 points. But Oregon's like the same as UC Irvine right now. They're both like underseeded and on a roll right now. So it's kind of like two Cinderellas duking it out, so it's kind of bittersweet.
Big shout out to UCI, though. This is the farthest they've ever been in the tournament of March Madness. And for the ladies, my man, who's representing for SoCal?
We've only got UCLA. Northern California's had a lot of teams in the tournament, but UCLA is the only one representing for Southern California. They, on Saturday, they beat Tennessee by 11 points and moved on. And tonight at 7 p.m., they play Maryland in to get into the Sweet 16. So this is the round of 32. I guess it's 4 o'clock West Coast time if you want to check UCLA versus Maryland.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Ready for you to play SoCal Shock Collar Trivia? Well, you will have the chance to win 4 passes to the advanced screening of the movie Shazam in IMAX, all right? Opens in theaters April 5th, but you get to see it way before that. It's real easy, guys. You get 3 questions about SoCal. Guess 2 out of 3 correct, and you win. But every time you get a question incorrect, one of us will get shocked by a shock collar. Now, you get to choose who wears that shock collar. On Friday, we did this, and our listener chose Brian to wear the shock collar. And I just really pray to God that if either Brian or I get chosen, Chelsea's not on the trigger.
A little heavy on that button thumb.
It's so fun.
Because this is what happened on Friday. Chelsea wants the controller, Brian. Chelsea wants the controller.
All right, I'll let her do it. You got to press the Y button is what shocked me. Don't do it yet.
Can you do a test one? Can you test one?
No.
Hold on. Chelsea's never done it before.
Why is she holding it down?
Let it go, Chelsea. Let it go. By the way, what are you... Chelsea, seriously?
I'm done.
Stop, please. That was the second time, and Brian literally went to the floor.
That one got me good.
Okay. It was like therapy.
For you?
Shock therapy? 877-971-HITS is the number to call if you want to play. 877-971-HITS. Who deserves to get shocked on a Monday morning?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1
Amp Radio.
What better way to really wake up on a Monday than getting shocked by a shock collar at work?
I know, coffee, espresso. We could try some other things.
Commercial-free music, which you have here on 97.1 Amp Radio. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea about to play SoCal Shock Trivia, where you will have the chance to win 4 passes to the advanced screening of the movie Shazam in IMAX. Opens in theaters April 5th. We're going to hook you up with 3 questions. Guess 2 out of 3 correctly and you win. But every time you get one incorrect, Brian, Chelsea, or myself will end up getting shocked. Who chooses who gets shocked? You do. Thank you so much for listening to us. John from La Cañada. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing great, John. But it depends on who you choose, my man. I'll tell you if I'm still doing great. Who do you want to choose to rock the shock collar this morning? Brian, Chelsea, or I?
I want to choose Chelsea.
No!
Whoa! Deal!
Are you serious?
Is this a guy you shot down on a date? Or what's going on?
Sounds personal.
It's Monday. I have my entertainment report next. This isn't going to be good.
John, you're such a gentleman. Why did you choose Chelsea, my man?
I'm confident in my answers that I'll get them right.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's so sweet of you.
He's like your prince. Like, he wants to save you, Chelsea.
Okay, I'm into that.
I see it. Okay.
But we have to test it one time to see if it works.
Brian is not.
It's only fair. It's only fair if Brian has a remote control.
No. I'm avoiding every HR situation. It is not good optics for a 6'4" grown man to be shocking a woman with a collar.
Chelsea, are you okay with this?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Do you have the collar on
you? You're so excited, Edgar.
Right here.
No, I'm just trying to move along with the segment.
Put it on the back.
Right, no, put it on the throat. Put it on the back of your neck.
By the way, we are live on Instagram.
This is not on a low level, right?
It's not very low level. You'll be good. Totally. We're live on Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio if you want something to wake you up and lift through Chelsea. Right, Chelsea's putting on the shot collar right now.
I know it.
All right. John sounds like he's ready to go. His door's beeping.
I'm ready.
Whatnot. Where are you going right now, John?
No, it's loose.
I'm at work.
Are you going to work? What are you working, bro?
I go to banks.
You go to banks. Fantastic. Sounds good.
With or without a ski mask.
Bro, that was random as hell. By the way, thank you. There's only one person on the lines that was going to choose me out of all the lines that we have. I feel like you feel sorry for me because I'm already getting shocked by a newborn every hour and a half overnights when they wake up. All right, here we go. We're live on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. We're ready for your three questions, John. Remember, every time you get one incorrect, because of you, Chelsea would get shot.
I believe in you.
Oh, all right, thank you. Never know. I'll try my best.
Chelsea might like it. I don't know.
I'm sweating. Literally, my hands are sweaty.
All right, relax, Eminem. Here we go. Question number one, John, and it is a multiple choice, my man. What time zone is California in? Option A, West Standard Time. Option B, Pacific Standard Time.
B.
B as in
Pacific
boy?
Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Oh, you're the best.
Chelsea, she was feeling it, the anticipation. SoCal shot collar treatment continues.
Oh, don't get cocky.
I'm glad you said that.
Stay humble, my friend.
Question number two. If you get it incorrect, Chelsea will get shocked.
Oh my God, I'm bracing myself.
Before Cali was called the Golden State, what was our state's nickname? Oh, option A, the Grizzly Bear State. Option B, the Sunshine State. Or option C, the Lit State.
Probably A.
Grizzly Bear or Sunshine? Which one do you want?
Oh, my God.
Grizzly Bear.
Are you sure?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think Sunshine is, a different state. Like, maybe, Florida or something.
All right.
Oh, lucky. Yes.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Got her.
Last one. Here it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Name in less than 10 seconds, okay? In less than 10 seconds, you got to name three odd-numbered freeways in SoCal. Ready, set, go.
Oh, my gosh.
Odd number freeways? Yes. 15, 19, and 11.
Come on!
I don't,
time's up!
21, time. I don't know. 22! Oh, no, that's even.
Chelsea just got shot!
I think she threw out a sweet Jesus!
Sweet Jesus!
What? Are there even three?
Yeah, there's three, bro.
Oh, that's funny.
15, the 5,
101,
the 91, the 101.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my bad.
The 405.
The 91. Oh, sorry.
We almost had it.
I was so afraid. Chelsea just said, sweet Jesus. She did the sweet Jesus dance. You did get 2 out of 3 correct, my man. Congratulations, John.
I'm taking this off.
All right, thank you.
If you missed it, catch the video. It's up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Did it wake you up, Chelsea?
Yeah, man.
We're in our eyes right now.
I'm crying.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
I got to give a big shout out to all of our listeners who came through in Anaheim in the corner of Catella and Magnolia on Friday at our Amp Billboard with Free Food Fridays. It was such a blessing to see so many of you there way before us, actually. We were there a little bit late, Brian.
Well, I mean...
Ten minutes.
Yeah, but we just didn't know that the taco spot that we stopped through in Anaheim was so far away from... Listen, once you're in Anaheim, you're still 25 minutes from Anaheim. Anaheim's a big old town, man.
Bro, you know you live in America where Brian, producer Brad, and I went to go eat tacos before we went to Free Food Fridays where we were giving out sliders.
I mean, listen, we ate about an hour apart.
Yo, we had to go, though, because listeners hit us up on the gram. Like, yo, you got to go to VIP Tacos. They have tortillas hechas a manos, handmade tortillas. Oh, it's good stuff. My mouth is watering. But got to send some shout-outs right now. Isabel and her kids, Isabella and Samuel, they listen to us at this time. Also, Brigida and her kids, thank you so much. Ready for this? Alitza, Kaylin, Beto, and Angel.
Wow.
Her hubby, Jesse, is also a taquero. Makes some bomb tacos at your place, wherever you want him to go. A little plug for him right there. They're sisters, and they're so cute. Because they were like, they didn't want to come out on the radio or anything like that. Because like, no, because we ditched work.
Oh, that's right. They're like, don't put us on videos.
And then we had another lady named Celia. She's super awesome. She rolled up just to have us FaceTime her daughter. Valerie, who lives in Anaheim, she was at work and couldn't make it. And the two sisters who ditched work were right there. Like, oh, look, a responsible listener. She didn't ditch work, you know? So shout out to Valerie. Also, Maria de la Rosa and her kids, Kimberly and David in Anaheim, thank you for listening to us. Allison, Nathan, and Caitlin in Orange. Paola Castillo in Southgate, thank you so much. Albert and Adam in Southgate. Man, so many people. Thank you, thank you. And later on, we have some audio because, Chelsea, they left some love advice for you.
Oh, how nice.
On how you can finally get a man. It was very interesting to hear their advice. We'll play that a little bit later. Also, the three amigas, they came out of the liquor store across the street from us with a pack of Modelos, and they started talking about their workout plan and nutrition plan. So can't wait to hear that audio, too.
About to get all buzzed up and hit the gym.
The Chelsea Report.
So Justin Bieber is being blamed for ruining a canyon in Iceland.
That's a lot.
It's basically because he filmed his 2015 music video, I'll Show You, at this specific canyon, which I'm not going to try to pronounce because it's really difficult.
It has like backwards letters and stuff and no vowels.
Yep. And 15 minutes ago, you got shocked.
Yeah, that too. I'm feeling a little slow.
Yeah, in case you missed it, there's video on our Instagram live at 97.1 Amp Radio. Shock collar trivia.
Yeah, that happens.
I'm getting texts right now that it's the best thing we ever do, and which I don't know if I'm like happy or offended.
I know, this is your idea too.
I know, so I'm like so proud of a radio creation. On the other hand, I'm like, wait a minute, you think us just shocking ourselves is the best thing we do?
Since Justin filmed his music video there, obviously tourists have flooded it and have, and I quote, wrecked havoc on its fragile vegetation, forcing authorities to close it down. So the canyon will be closed to visitors until June with the hope that the paths and vegetation will improve after some relief from foot traffic.
That's a stretch to blame it on Bieber. Poor guy.
I mean,
he's got enough worries right now.
I mean, it's funny that Bieber's fans have that kind of money, though. You know what I mean? Like, because that's a long way to go to see the location for a Bieber music video. Mm-hmm. He shot some videos in local towns.
That's true. That's true. Dr. Dre is facing some backlash.
Mm-hmm.
So he posted a photo on Instagram with his daughter and her acceptance letter to USC. He captioned the photo, "My daughter got accepted into USC all on her own. No jail time." Obviously referencing the college scandal that just went down.
Uh-huh.
He ended up deleting it after people started pointing out that Dre and Jimmy Iovine have donated millions to USC and even have their own school there, which is named after that.
Like the Dr. Dre Music Lab, right? Or something like that?
Exactly.
They had $70 million. Not just millions. $70 million.
Zero.
Yeah.
That potentially might... Listen, not taking anything away from his daughter that probably has amazing grades, is a great human being and doing amazing things, but you shouldn't have posted it, and that's why he's deleted the post since then.
Yeah, of course.
That's one of those moments where you, as a son or daughter, you're like, Dad, Mom,
really?
Why did you do that?
God.
Like, for real, bro? Like, it's not enough that you're Dre?
Yeah.
Like, that's not enough for you?
Exactly.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Just
probably not the right time for Dr. Dre to point at the scoreboard.
Of
you know
course.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let her have her moment. But he did exactly what I said all these rich parents should have been doing anyway, and what rich parents have been doing for years and years and years and years.
They did
it
the right way.
Just donate a ton of money to a school, and they'll name a wing of a dorm after Lori Loughlin, and then her daughter gets into school.
Just keep your mouth closed. So Big Sean celebrated his 31st birthday over the weekend. If you're a fan and you went to his Instagram to wish him a happy birthday, you may have noticed something was weird because he basically deleted his whole Instagram except for three videos, which he just posted. And in the videos, he gets really vulnerable and basically opens up about why he's been MIA for a little while, saying, you know, he had to do some soul searching. And he said, you know, he's been suffering from anxiety and depression.
Wow.
I felt like something wasn't all the way connecting with my energy. And I wasn't feeling like myself, and I couldn't figure out why. What I did was I stepped back from everything I was doing, everything I had going on, because somewhere in the middle of it, dog, I just felt lost. So what I did was I started therapy, you know what I'm saying? I got a good therapist, and they made me realize one thing that I was missing in my life, and one thing I was missing was clarity. Clarity about who was around me, what I was doing, you know, even the music. I had like a lot of toxic relationships around me, even a relationship with my mom, and it was just weird. You know, you can't give or depend on somebody for love or a good time and all that if you can't give it to yourself, dog, right?
Very powerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, I needed to work on myself first before I worked on my love, which is music. And so it's really, if you haven't seen it yet, go to his Instagram. It's pretty inspiring and it's cool to see him be so vulnerable and open up.
Yeah. I appreciate a lot of these artists and just celebrities using their platform to speak about real things like this, you know, because I think more than ever, people are feeling, we're all feeling anxiety, depression, etc. And just recently, actually, Dr. Townsend came through to my church and was talking about this whole situation of anxiety and just how important it is. Even if you're not going through it right now, but how important it is that if you do fall in that well, right, like a water well, who do you have to reach out to? Like, do you have that person right now that you would say, you know what, I can reach out to this person, whether it be a professional or a friend or family member or whatever it is that can help you and just listen to you? And when people are going through this, don't try to come in and find solutions for them. Oh, listen, bro, just do this or do that. It's like sometimes people just need to be listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they just want you to be there and not solve anything for them. You know, right. Just be there in that journey, in the well.
Well, it's hard for men. It's hard for anyone to admit that, like, they need to go to therapist and go to counseling. But men traditionally are way worse at seeking outside help. And especially when you taught men in the rap game, where you're supposed to have this bravado and anxiety. So you're just not supposed to. Money can fix anxiety. So it's good to hear him. Like, I like it when people go and they own for that situation and then try to better themselves.
Definitely. Kudos to Big Sean. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning to you. Friday was such a beautiful experience, rolling up to Anaheim for Free Food Fridays with a food truck out there. Listen, to be honest, just being completely transparent, the biggest fear for Brian and I was rolling up to the corner of Catella and Magnolia and just not seeing anybody there.
I mean, that would be a nightmare, like just sitting there just like kind of checking my phone and over again, milling around a parking lot.
Like, Nepomone, come on, hang out with us, free food.
They're recruiting people that are like on the streets. Come on, guys, come take pictures with us.
Yeah, you can always recruit construction workers. Yeah. Yo, come on, they're always down. But thankfully, it was popping, a huge crowd. Thank you so much. That's what it sounded like, man. It's such a blessing. But we did get to catch up with quite a few of our listeners, had some hilarious advice. We're going to kick off with the three amigas first before we get to the listeners that gave Chelsea love advice. Mm-hmm. I love that they came out to grab some food and are also concerned about you, Chelsea.
Oh, wow.
They were very concerned that you weren't there because they wanted the people. It was like a burning desire they had to help coach you through. Apparently, you're coming off a little sad.
I'm joking.
All right, so the three amigas, and let me give you a visual of this. We're in the parking lot of a liquor store where our Aunt Billboard's at, and these girls walk out of the liquor store. They've already gotten some food, and they're wearing workout gear, but with a case of Modelos, Fortugal, at 12:30 p.m. And anyway, so I asked them about their workout plan and nutrition plan. Here it is.
Kitty, Ashley, Diana.
Okay. You can tell Diana's in charge of the nutrition. Diana, tell us about this new nutrition plan and workout plan that you got your girlfriends on right now.
The perfect regimen for a good workout with three girls is a three-pack of a Modelo.
By the way, it's in her hand right now.
24 ounce. They sometimes can't hang, and when they don't hang, I gotta finish it.
So do you drink that before or after your workout?
Before.
And then after your workout, what do?
Oh, it's no longer beer. We get the Henny. We bring out the Henny.
Wow. What's your Instagram so more people can get your advice on nutrition and workout plans?
Diana Aguilar. So I don't know the rest.
Kitty, do you know her Instagram handle?
Honestly, I don't follow her.
What?
Kitty, why'd you put me on blast? We're supposed to be the three amigas. They're not supposed to know I met you this morning at the gym. Modelo time, baby.
Oh, God. They sound like a great time.
Right?
Yes.
They rolled through like a tornado.
I love that they legit met at the gym. They're like, yo, you want to go? Am's having free food. Mm-hmm. And there's a liquor store. All right, let's roll.
Hey, man, we've done the get a little boozy before you go to workout after taking a couple shots of Casamigos going to yoga. And I got to be honest, man, like, I think later on I felt dehydrated and tired, but during the whole thing I felt kind of nice.
I think I felt it the whole week. I think it was not good for my soul.
You didn't bend some new yoga moves though, so congrats.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Chelsea, here are some of the ladies giving you some love advice.
All right.
They've heard the Chelsea telenovela, and here they are.
Okay.
We have some amazing ladies here that want to give Chelsea some advice so that her Chelsea novella can end in a wedding one day.
My name is Sandra, and I'm from Santa Ana.
Okay, Sandra, break it down.
Chelsea,
best advice.
Chelsea, you have to be a bitch, because if you're a bitch, they love you. Believe me. They love you.
Do you take your own advice?
I used to, but my husband left me, so I guess I was too much a beach.
So be a beach, but not too much of a beach.
Oh, just the middle road.
It's a very fine line between the amount of beach you can be.
All right, yes. I got to figure that out. I'm feeling a little confused right now.
It's all good.
I'm looking for a wealthy, handsome...
Oh my gosh, you and Chelsea are looking for the same guy.
Chelsea's younger than me. She should be looking for someone younger.
What's your name and where are you from?
Paola from Southgate. Coming up on my 10th anniversary in August. This guy came up to me and he was like totally not my type. But then he shook my hand and introduced himself. As soon as I held his hand, I had the dream of like the house, the babies, the puppies.
So
and
Chelsea,
he's not even my type.
The advice is when you see a man that's not your type, shake his hand and see if you see babies, the house, the wedding. If you don't see it, then no.
Then, yeah, no, but he was like not even my type. I'm Mexican. I like white boys. My husband's Mexican. We have Mexican babies.
My name is Maria. I'm from Anaheim. And Chelsea, you need to just wait for it. Don't look for anything. Just wait for it and it will come. It will come to you. You don't need to look for nothing.
Just wait. Just don't leave your apartment. He's going to show up and knock at your door one day.
No, not really. Not like that, but eventually he will come.
Listen, if someone knocks on your door, that's not your boyfriend. That's just some weirdo. It's Amazon Prime.
Yeah. It's a different kind of baggage. There you go, Chelsea.
Wait for it. Shake a lot of guys' hands and be a beach.
That's it.
All right.
Nailed it.
In a nutshell.
Let that resonate, and then we'll see how it goes.
Anaheim repping.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Ready to get an update on Friday's hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio. In case you miss it, Eddie, age 25, from Marina Del Rey, met Ashley, age 27, from Hermosa Beach. And they hit it off based off of March Madness and just loving to watch college basketball games. Here's a little highlight in case you missed it. And then we're going to find out what happened over the weekend.
I'm just wondering, like, are you in this for the real thing or just looking for, like, a spring fling, you know?
I could go either way. I think it depends.
Do you not know what you want?
I want to meet someone, but, I mean, I don't even know who you are. I'd like to get to know you.
That's a fair point.
For example, do you like sports?
I enjoy basketball, especially March Madness. UNC's definitely going to win the Tar Heels.
Oh, no.
Who do you cheer for?
Well, the Spartans, of course.
All right, Eddie, Ashley, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
All right, so what happened over the weekend? Did you guys connect? Usually we go ladies first. Let's switch it up. Eddie, break it down, bro.
Okay, I went down to Hermosa Beach. It was opening weekend of March Madness. We hit the bars. UNC was playing the early game. We each ordered a drink. We got some food. Things were going well. Easy win for UNC. But then towards the end of the second half, really, I would say there's about 10 minutes left. And Ashley ordered some shots, and I said, great, this is fun. And then another round, and I thought, oh, this is really getting exciting. But she's kind of a lightweight, so all of a sudden, her inner sports fan rage came out, ooh, and it got a little bit sloppy, but aggressive.
Wow. I think I want to hear Ashley's side on this, man, because you're putting a lot of detail into this, which I appreciate.
He called you a lightweight.
No. He called you sloppy and aggressive,
yeah, that's
too.
That's more the stinger.
All right, listen. Yeah. I'm used to watching sports with people who care.
Oh!
And I felt like I was just sitting there with, like, a dish rag. Oh! Like, I could not get him to get into the game. And so I thought, okay, all right, shot. We'll loosen him up. Nope. I was bored.
Man.
I've never, ever heard a woman call a dude a dish rag. Eddie, is this accurate, my man? Are you a dish rag?
That's an absurd comment.
No, of course a dish rag would say absurd.
As a seasoned sports fan, act like you've been there before.
Oh,
I mean, I've watched March Madness. I've been an integral part of it for the past 15 years. So no, I'm not going to flip out about opening weekend,
okay,
lose my stuff over it, and throw a fit because I was wrong when it's completely arbitrary anyway.
Oh my
who
gosh.
You picking all these games?
Eddie.
And actually right, going nuts chill over
chill
there.
Eddie, it's okay.
Breathe. Eddie, in high school, did you take like SAT prep vocabulary courses? Because you just threw about 19 big words at us. We're too dumb for that.
Thank you, Brian. Especially on a Monday, bro.
I'm too integral for that. What does that mean?
Arbitrary.
All right, let's wrap this up. Ashley, how did the date end? Do you remember how it ended?
You know, I don't. Mm. I sort of remember him leaving. I just took an Uber home by myself.
Okay, that you do remember. That's good. I'm glad you were on an Uber. Eddie, without the big words, can you fill in the blanks here? How did the date end?
Yeah, about 10 minutes into the second round of games, she was getting offensive, and I left.
You just left her there at the bar?
Yeah, well, I offered to not leave her there at the bar, but she wasn't leaving, and it was kind of felt like a bad environment.
I've never heard Hermosa Beach called a bad environment. It is her hood, though. She's from Hermosa.
It wasn't the place that was the bad environment. I'll put it that way.
We never partied with Ashley during March Madness. It sounds like she knows how to do it.
All right, well, I'm sorry it didn't work out, Eddie and Ashley, but appreciate you guys giving the hookup hotline a shot. You guys were an integral part of our show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
The Chelsea Report.
So I feel like it's pretty much common sense that you don't want to be on Cardi B's bad side.
Well, unless you want to go viral. Mm-hmm. And get some new followers and viewers.
That could be true.
Yeah.
Two vloggers definitely are on her bad side. In fact, Cardi is suing them after they both publicly accused her of drug use, prostitution, and having an STD.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Latasha Kay is one of the vloggers. Damn. And she's posted 23 slanderous videos about Cardi over the last 14 months.
Wow.
In one video, she even said... this is so messed up. She said Cardi's baby might be born with intellectual disabilities.
Oh, hell no.
Suggesting,
hold up.
That she used drugs during her pregnancy.
That's below the bell right there, man. Where's women empowerment in this?
Well, also, like, that's an incredible amount of speculation, given the fact that you're not going to be in the delivery room, you're not going to be at the hospital, you're not going to be around for any like the cognitive testing or the testing of a baby in general. So just to speculate because you think someone used drugs?
It's awful. The other vlogger's name is Star Marie Ebony Jones. She pretty much said a lot of the same things as the first girl. They actually did a video together. Here's one of them kind of ranting.
You heard her say, I put a whole STD on her. I harass her. I'm making up stories. This is what she said, okay? All my lies. We're gonna dead that tonight. Since she claims that I'm the one who put an STD on her, and all I did was read an email that was sent by a source that I'm not going to reveal, okay? Cardi B is associated with gang members. I don't reveal my sources, okay?
Dude, get a life. It, like, annoys me so much. Right. Leave my girl alone. Like, this girl has a lot of free time in her hands.
Who the hell is sending emails? Yo, did you hear them send an email about who has an STD?
It's also, that's not, like, a legitimate source. Like, that's not how reporting works. Reporting is, like, you get an email like that, and then you have to vet the source. You have to go and try to get medical records, which, you know, that you can't disclose because that's illegal as well. But you can't just quote, like, hey, I didn't say it. I got an email and just read it.
Ugh, too much. Cardi said that she has given the vloggers a chance to retract their statements and delete the videos, but they have not, so she is suing them for defamation of character. Dr. Dre facing some backlash.
Yep.
He posted a a photo on Instagram with his daughter and her acceptance letter to USC. He captioned the photo, "My daughter got accepted into USC all on her own. No jail time." But he ended up deleting it after people started pointing out the fact that Dre and Jimmy Iovine donated millions to USC and even have their own school there, a building with their name on it.
70 million is the exact figure.
That's a lot of millions.
That's how rich Dr. Dre is. He forgot.
Exactly.
He donated $70 million.
Oh, snap. That's not UCLA?
Yeah.
That was school right there by like 110.
And plot twist, now this social media post from his Dre's daughter has just surfaced, and basically she posted this last May. It's a picture of her and her dad, and in the picture she's looking really annoyed, kind of like rolling her eyes at her dad. Damn. And the caption says, "Dad pushing me to go to USC."
Oh, here we go.
Yo,
if Dr. Dre's daughter is annoyed with him and embarrassed by him, what hope do my daughters have about?
I mean, yeah.
That's Dr. Dre, bro.
I mean, about your dad is like the coolest person ever. There's a documentary by HBO about how he became a billionaire. And he, like, one of the grandfathers of gangster rap. And you're like, here we go, dad.
Dad.
So good.
So annoying.
Speaking of the college admission scandal, the cast of Fuller House attended the Kids' Choice Awards this weekend. It was their first public appearance together since Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin, was arrested for paying $500,000 to get her two daughters into USC. The cast won Favorite Funny TV Show, and during their acceptance speech, they definitely referenced the scandal.
And where there's a lot of heart, there's a lot of love. And a loving family sticks together no matter what. They stick together through the hard times, they support each other, they encourage one another, they pray for each other, and they stand by their side no matter how tough it gets.
It's rough. I mean, obviously, they're a family. They've been together for so many years. So I feel for the cast, that because Lori's not going to be in the next season, the final season of Fuller House. So it's kind of a bummer.
I think they should do with, what Fresh Prince of Bel-Air did after season one and just swap out Aunt Viv's.
I
do too, but it's kind of funny because we all know that Lori Loughlin's not going to be in the fifth season. So just have a new Aunt Becky.
I'm so confused.
I know.
Now you just said she had a lot of cosmetic surgery. Yes. Right?
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Coming off the weekend, especially if you did some partying this weekend, what would you say your number one go-to food that you need to have while drunk is? AKA when you have the drunchies, new term that just came out. Not munchies, but drunkies. Or drunchies, that's another thing.
I feel like this is just a clever name for something that we've always done.
You know,
everybody. It's like it didn't just happen yesterday. People have been eating drunk late night food forever.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a study that reveals what the top five foods are, but I wonder where they line up with what you have to say. What are our texts saying, Chels?
So we have from the 615, we have chicken burrito from Del Taco or tacos from Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Crack, for sure.
And from the 626, carne asada super fried. From Mocha Salsa in Fullerton.
I think DJ Majestic hit on the spot in regards to that's probably the owner of that restaurant that texted in.
That's a good
You're
chance.
Very specific with the name. Yes. Like, oh, they hit him up on late night. They got a deal.
There's a special right now.
Yes, exactly.
What are you getting, Brian? We got a lot of Jack in the Box tacos from the 909. I mean, that feels like those are the only times those make sense. From the 562 tortas. I mean, the Jack in the Box tacos, when you get them late, like, I'm not convinced that any of that is meat, to be 100%
honest.
Never. I don't know what
not
it is.
Even kind of.
I don't know what it is. I heard someone told me there's a lot, like, a soy mix in it. I don't know.
Really?
It's good when I've been drinking. That's all I know.
Yeah, tortas are amazing. It's basically a sandwich on really thick bread, bolillo bread. You can make it out of anything. It could be like al pastor torta. Mm. It could be milanesa, which is meat, chicken. You can throw anything in there. Just call it a torta, put lots of spicy sauce on it. Super good. For me, I'd have to say like tacos, man. Can't go wrong.
Wait,
tacos del venado.
No.
So weird.
I would never guess that.
Shocker. I know. I know. Sober or not, you know? Tacos all the way. What about you, Chelsea? Your number one spot.
My number one spot, 100%, is, either In-N-Out Burger, because that's just a good go-to. The lines are too long, though.
You sober up by the time you get a burger.
Astro Burger has the best veggie burger ever. I've eaten two before. In one night.
Such a funny drunk thing to be like, veggie burger! No, like, I'm reckless, it's late, but I'm going to be healthy.
So good,
about it.
What about you,
bro? Well, I think the whole thing now is Uber Eats and, like, Postmates have changed the drunk eating game. So I don't, like, I don't remember the last time that I've eaten anything from a fast food place because you can just have everyone bring stuff to them. But I know that when I'm at a restaurant drinking or at a bar, nachos. If you have nachos, I can't. I don't care. And I'm going to be, like, a nacho snob about it if you don't bring enough. If the cheese to chip ratio is garbage, like, I'm going to make a mental note. I probably won't say anything. I'm not a complainer. But I'll just be mad that, yo, you tricked me with underneath these chips, there's nothing on them.
Hey, producer Brad apparently has some breaking news. What's going on, producer Brad? You walked over here?
There is no meat in Jack in the Box tacos.
There we go. See, you healthy.
Then what is it? Looks like ground beef.
I don't have the answer to that. I just know that it's not.
What's
meat.
Your source, homie?
The internet.
Okay. Wikipedia.
All right, so according to the study, top five foods that you have to have while being drunk. You ready? Number five, nachos.
Mm. Nailed it on one.
Good job.
Number four, French fries.
Oh, always.
Wait, from where, though?
McDonald's is hard to beat, man.
McDonald's is the best, but I like it in and out. I like it in and out burger, animal style.
Not the fries.
You like it because you're drunk and you don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever.
Well, the burgers are fine, but don't you dare put in and out fries in the realm of McDonald's fries. That's crazy. Hey.
Number three, tacos. There it is. Number two, chips and salsa. I feel that's just there by default because you roll up to any restaurant, they give you chips and salsa, and then you pass out after that.
Yeah.
You don't get to the actual food.
<It's so true.
laughs> And number one, here it is, drunk food that you crave and you have, pizza.
Yeah, that's a layup right there.
Pizza. I have to say, like, hot dogs with some tocino wrapped on it, with the bacon, you know, coming out the club, you get the hot dog carts right there.
The problem is you're making this too complicated. Like, pizza, ends up at the house for some reason. Like, you don't even, right, like, you just have an app, you accidentally, like, breathed into your phone too hard, and Domino's like, we got you, dog.
Showed up.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Are you helping or hurting the height average here in the United States of America? I know I'm not helping it for sure. Brian, you're definitely helping it, bro.
Yeah, 6'4". I think it brings the average up a little bit.
Hurry up and reproduce, bro. We need your help right now.
My girlfriend's 5'10", so got some power forwards.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'6", is what I say.
Okay.
5'6", is what I say.
Yeah, that's what I say. I think that's about right.
I'm 5'8", when I use my gel and puff up my bangs. Get the Bruno Mars puff for sure. Guys, U.S. right here. The U.S., we're no longer the tallest nation in the world. Guess who took over? I know you already know the answer, Chels, but Brian, who do you think? Who's your guess?
Well, I remember every time I've flown through Amsterdam, everyone just seems like they're my height.
Tower.
And then when I, like Europe, like Eastern Europe and stuff.
Yeah.
And when I went to Amsterdam 2 years ago, I noticed that, you know, I was with tall people. My girlfriend's 5'10", her sister is 6'1".
Jeez.
And I'm 6'4", and I felt like we didn't stick out.
Yeah, for sure. The Dutch have taken over 1,000%, Chelsea.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because same thing when I was in Amsterdam. I mean, these guys and women, they're so tall. It's insane.
Chelsea, kind of like Disneyland, but do you have like a height minimum for dudes you want to date?
Yeah, 6'1 and up.
Damn!
For sure.
Wow.
That's not short.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like with puffy hair or no?
You know, it depends.
All right, so the average American man right now, the average height is, what would you say it is?
5'7".
Okay.
I hope 6'1 and up.
The average?
Get out of here.
Increase your chances. It's actually 5'10".
It's pretty tall, but that seems shocking. I just don't buy that because we have, because I know, like, different countries have, like, their genetics are more homogenous because the people, like, we have a melting pot of genetics. Uh-huh. I don't believe we've ever been the tallest country in the world. Have you roamed? Whoever's doing this sample is not checking out every part of the country.
Every actor. Every A-list actor.
Tom Cruise is 4'11".
Yes! They're so short.
I thought Brian said he wasn't going to believe that because usually men lie about their size.
I mean, we're the only country in the world that on Amazon, like, they're trying to pushing you like shoe lifts. Get out of here with that stuff.
Why are they hitting up yours?
Because all my short friends on my Amazon.
Oh, God.
Ladies, Chelsea, you're 5'6", allegedly.
Yeah.
With heels or no heels?
With no heels.
Okay. So, Chelsea, you're actually helping because the average woman is 5'5".
Okay.
So there you go.
I am. But 1 inch.
The average Dutch male is 6'2".
I got to move to Amsterdam.
Chelsea.
It's ironic that my last boyfriend lived in Amsterdam. See?
There you go.
Well, if you really want to tall guys, Chelsea, you got to go to parts of Sudan and Senegal because the males there average 6'7".
Whoa, that's a lot. That might be over the limit.
It's too much. Dutch ladies are 5'7", Chelsea.
Wow.
So you're almost there. You're 5'6", allegedly. First of all, I wanted to say let's measure Chelsea, but I've also heard that it's bad luck if you measure yourself.
Really?
With a ruler.
I think it's a bad idea to ever call a woman out on what she thinks her height is. Let's not figure that out.
Good call on that, man.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Dopest Moment Award has to go out. To our little sis Chelsea this morning for getting zapped by a shot caller earlier.
Revenge? You mean the shot caller's revenge?
Okay, Brian.
What? You took me to my knees last week by holding the button down.
You deserved it.
What? She said you deserved it.
I'm just kidding.
We're playing SoCal Shock Collar Trivia. And John from La Cañada, our listener, shocked all of us by choosing the female in the room to wear the shock collar. We're like, whoa, bro, what's going
There's
on
There's way
here?
More votes for me again today on the call screening box. I saw it. But Tamara set me up with it. She gave me like a little reprieve.
80% of them were ex-girlfriends, bro.
Probably.
That were on the line. Anyway, so this is what went down in case you missed it. Basically, it works this way. If the listener gets an answer incorrect, somebody gets shocked. The person they choose. In this case, it was Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Who do you want to choose to rock the shock collar this morning?
I want to choose Chelsea.
No! Whoa!
Is this a guy you shot down on a date? Or what's
no,
going
kidding.
On?
Sounds personal.
John, you're such a gentleman. Why did you choose Chelsea, my man?
I'm confident in my answers that I'll get them right.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's so sweet of you.
He's like your prince. Like, he wants to save you, Chelsea.
Okay, I'm into that.
I see it. All right, here we go. Name... In less than 10 seconds, three odd-numbered freeways in SoCal.
Oh, my gosh.
15, 19, and 11.
Whoa, come on.
I don't,
time's up.
21, time. I don't know. 22. I don't know. That's even.
Chelsea just got shot.
I think she threw out a sweet Jesus.
Yo. Did it wake you up, Chelsea?
Yeah, man.
I'm in my eyes right now.
I'm like crying.
Oh my gosh, her pupils were like dilated. She's like, yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm good, bro.
I have like PTSD reliving that just now. I'm like, oh, I feel it. I feel that shock.
I've yet to get shocked. And just because I said it, I'm probably going to be chosen next. But I hear the anticipation is the worst part.
Exactly.
You think it is, and then you get shocked and you realize what the real worst part is.
When we asked him about odd numbered freeways in SoCal, he shot out the 19. DJ Majestic, is that even something in SoCal?
It's an actual freeway, as odd as it sounds. Between Long Beach, Pasadena.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I mean, he could have thrown out any number. And we would have, in the moment, we would have just had to taken it. But he couldn't even...
He delayed it.
He couldn't even throw out an odd number for a third one.
He said 22, which is an OC. I'm like, come on, bro. It's an even. Anyways, check out the video. Is even better than the audio. It's up on our Instagram live at 97.1 Amp Radio. But it did wake you up a little, right, Chelsea?
Yeah, I would say I'm feeling pretty alert right now. Ready for the rest of the day.
I'm woke. Let's go. Yes. Yessi Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Nobody deserves that power over your life.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.